Broadcasting in HD for the best listening experience. This is CIWVFM at 98.3 FM HD1. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
7 o'clock, let's go. I'm Tara Jean. Here's what's making waves on the West Coast. So Vancouver Fire was pretty busy yesterday. A large house fire in the Oak Ridge neighborhood. Maybe you saw the smoke. It completely engulfed the first home, but it also damaged two other homes nearby. The fire appears to have started on the porch of the first home, and we're talking about Oak and 49. Vancouver Fire is investigating, but luckily nobody was hurt. In other news, BC political leaders just keep trucking on the campaign trail. That's ahead of our provincial election later this month. But ahead of that, we've got our first and only televised leaders debate coming up on Tuesday of next week, so the 8th of October. Meanwhile, today, though, in U.S. politics, tonight's the first and only vice presidential debate, that televised matchup between Tim Walz from the Democrats and J.D. Vance for the Republicans, the U.S. election coming up on November the 5th. Wow, lots of election stuff these days, hey? In sports, okay, the Canucks lost to the Edmonton Oilers. That was a bummer on the road yesterday. And today at home, check it out. It's going to be mostly cloudy all day. And as for the rain, let's see. Mornings with Tara Jean. Yep, it's still in the forecast. I couldn't shake it. Nothing I could do about it. We got a chance of showers this morning as well with a high of 14. Right now, mostly cloudy at 555 West Georgia. It's 11.
recipe. And I can erase the past. I can make the future shine so bright. And I can make right now all right. Countryside. You can be rich when you're poor when you're rich. It can be raining and I can make the sunshine. Sometimes you feel no hope. Well, I've been there, I've walked that lonely road. Ooh. I took whatever devil offered me, because I knew that he would set me free.
Robin Thicke's Magic. Always feels good to play that song for you guys. I'm TJ. And the Portman Bridge is an interesting place to be this morning, and that's putting it lightly. A little earlier in the morning, we had two separate westbound stalls, and now we're dealing with a two-car crash. So as you can imagine, westbound traffic on the Portman Bridge is really struggling. The backup is pretty much straight through Surrey. So at that point, I think anyone who takes that route in the morning knows you may want to find an alternative route to make your way into the city, or just pack some patience, call your boss and let him know that you're lollygagging at the Portman Bridge. By the way, that westbound two-car crash is mid-span in the old HOV.
Join Wave 98.3 as we come together to support ALS research in honor of our dear friend and radio colleague, Julie Brown. Julie has been a beloved voice on Vancouver airwaves for decades. Now, she's facing her toughest challenge, a battle with ALS. On Friday, October 11th, Wave 98.3's Tara Jean and Sterling Fox host Project Hope, a fundraiser for ALS. It's an unforgettable night of music featuring performances by the Hot Mamas, Jim Burns, D. Daniels, Doug and the Slugs, Clifton Murray of the Tenors, and many more. Let's rally together for Julie and ALS research. Visit the concert section at wave983.fm to get your tickets today for Project Hope, supporting the fight against ALS. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Moved here a few weeks ago. Just my beagle, Buster, and me.
Needs a pet supply store.
I didn't think we were going to make it.
And a car dealer.
I brought way too much stuff.
Long-term storage.
My girlfriend is going to be here real soon.
Florist shop, a good restaurant, and towels and linens.
I'm going to surprise her.
Tattoo parlor.
The other morning on the radio, I heard 10 perfect ways to propose.
Jewelry store. Be where anyone who needs you can meet you. Be on the radio. Your customers are already here.
Get talking. Call or text the Wave anytime at 604-9099-983.
Acoustic Alchemy on the Wave. And I'm Tara Jean. Welcome to a brand spanking new day. And guess what? We actually made it all the way to October the 1st. And on this special day, a Wave artist has just hit us with a big concert announcement for Van City. I'm talking about this guy. I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see? Teddy Swims. Doug Mitchell Thunderbird Sports Center, or around here, of course, that's formal. We call it Thunderbird out at UBC. Tickets for Teddy Swims are going on sale October the 3rd, so we're just a couple days away from that at 9 a.m. And get ready for Teddy Swims on August the 30th. Love that song, though, Lose Control. It's part of the Wave playlist. I'll pop the whole thing on for us later this morning. Thanks for hanging out, friends. Tunes continue. This is Aretha Franklin and George Michael. We knew that, though, didn't you? This is I Knew You Were Waiting. And this is Wave 98.3. Vancouver's coolest vibe. Happy Tuesday. Like a war.
Ooh.
98.3 for your Tuesday with Matt Bianco's Ordinary Day. And it's 7:32 on the coast. My name's Tara Jean, and here's what's making waves in Van City. We'll kick off on BC's campaign trail. Here's the scoop for today. Premier and NDP leader David Eby in the Southern Interior today. Conservative leader John Rustat up in Brackendale, Sita Skyway. And Green Party leader Sonia Furstenow, she's probably got the biggest day in Victoria today. She's announcing her party's complete election platform. She's already made a couple election promises, including 93 new community health centers and up to 6 visits per year for all British Columbians to see a mental health professional. That BC election, no matter who you're voting for, by the way, October the 19th. Meanwhile, Canadians are amongst thousands of utility workers that are helping to restore power down in the States. We're talking southeast United States after Hurricane Helene. And, you know, there's not just a few down there. I mean, in total, Canadians and from a few other U.S. states, there's 50,000 extra utility workers responding to major power outages. Tomorrow, President Joe Biden will visit North Carolina, which is one of the hardest hit states, and he'll get an aerial tour of the destruction. And finally, see you later, outhouses. Starting today, construction sites in British Columbia, construction sites of more than 25 workers, they're going to provide and have to provide flushing toilets, hand washing facilities, and clean washrooms. WorkSafe BC says they're vowing to not only monitor the construction sites, but for the next few months, they're going to make sure that all the owners of construction companies are aware of the new regulations and that, of course, they comply. Not sure what's going to happen to them if they don't. I guess we'll see. And hey, it's Tuesday, October the 1st. For the rest of the morning, cloudy, chance of showers. And then for the afternoon, just cloudy, high of 14. Right now at 555 West Georgia, it's 11. Ooh. Oh, with Chaka Khan. Enjoy.
over the years, I guess I shed some tears. I told myself time and time again, this time I'm gonna win. But another fight, things ain't right, I'm losing again. Takes a fool to lose twice and start all over again. I think I better let go. I think I better let it go, yeah, let it go, baby, looks like another love TKO, yeah. Tried to take control of the love took control of me, cause you lose all thoughts, sense of time, and have a change of mind, taking the bumps and the bruises of all the things of a two-time loser. See, I try to hold on, my faith is gone. It's just another sad song. I think I better let it go, baby. Oh, yeah. One more time now. Said I think I better let it go. Yeah. Let it go, baby. Looks like another love TKO. Oh, oh baby.
Vancouver's coolest vibe. I'm your girl TJ. That was Foreplay and American Idol alum Ruben Studdard with Love TKO. And, you know, I want to just throw our memories back for a real quick second to yesterday. It was a long weekend and a day off for a lot of y'all. So the commute to work for everyone else was very easy going. No major stalls or accidents to mess things up. But friends, that was yesterday. Today, a lot of people back on the roads. And man, the Portman Bridge is really suffering for it. We had two westbound stalls earlier this morning. It's kind of the traffic story. And now over the last hour, we're dealing with a two-car crash westbound on the Portman in the HOV lane. Westbound traffic's backed up all the way through Surrey, so you may want to consider yourself an alternative route. And we're sitting at, where are we? 7:43 on October the 1st. Welcome to the new month. And if you're in the mood for Smokey Robinson, so am I. That's next.
Tara Jean in the morning. Wave 98.3.
Experience all the greatest hits of Andrew Lloyd Webber in Music of the Night, the concert tour. This celebrated national tour features iconic songs from 10 of Andrew Lloyd Webber's incredible musicals, including Phantom of the Opera, The Vita, Cats, Jesus Christ Superstar, and more. Coming to the Lower Mainland this month with stops in Vancouver, Surrey, New West, Delta, and the Fraser Valley. Tickets are selling fast, so don't wait. Get your tickets today at musicofthenight.live.
Fall festivities are here. Gobble up the savings and clean up with Coit.
And save up to 35% now on carpet cleaning, upholstery, tile and grout and color seal, air duct cleaning, wood and area rug cleaning.
Save 25% on one service, 30% off the second service, and 35% off the third service.
Before the company arrives.
Call 1-800-4COIT. That's F-O-R-C-O-I-T.
Or order online at coit.ca. Also serving Nanaimo.
Is on Instagram. Look for Wave 98.3 and show us your Vancouver, and we'll show you ours. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Carlton on the Wave, minute by minute. And I'm TJ. Got Bublé lined up next for us. And man, he's having a big week. Another new episode of him and a bunch of other superstars coaching on The Voice. And you know, during the blind auditions, which if you're not familiar with the show, is when all the coaches have their back turned to whoever's performing. They're hearing them for the first time. And then if they turn their chair around, that person will be on their team, or they'll have to battle another coach to get them if they turn their chair around too. Now, this is a little awkward, but there was kind of a jazzy singer that auditioned for the coaches on this season. His name is Ben Fagerstead. Unfortunately, he did not impress any of the judges enough to turn them around, including Bublé, who then told this guy that he thinks he's maybe a pop singer instead. But to give him another chance, have a listen. Bublé hopped on stage with Ben to do a wee duet.
You go.
I've got you deep in the heart of me.
Why you're so deep in my heart.
Oh, Bublé.
That's so really a part of me.
The guy was so nervous.
I've got you under my skin.
Yeah, if you want to see someone looking like a ghost, he was so nervous to have Bublé join him on stage. You can check out the clips on YouTube and catch Bublé on The Voice for the rest of this season, Monday night episodes. As promised, here's our boy, straight out of Burnaby. It's home on Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Another summer day has come and gone away. In Paris or Rome, but I want to go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. Go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. And I've been keeping all the letters that I wrote to you, each one in line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? Well, I would send them, but I know that it's just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that. Another aeroplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I wanna go home. I got to go home. Let me go. Just too far from where you are. I wanna come home. And I feel just like I'm living someone else's life. It's like I just stepped outside when everything was going right. And I know just why you could not come along with me. That this was not your dream, but you always believed in me. Another winter day has come and gone away. Home tonight. I'm coming back home.
Who did they?
Is CIWB-FM at 98.3 FM, Vancouver. Available on mobile devices and online at wave983.fm.
801 on the coast. I'm Tara Jean, and here's what's making waves in Van City. I'm laughing because I started talking to you and I hadn't turned my mic on. That doesn't work in radio, does it? Hey, let's start off in the Oak Ridge neighborhood. So Vancouver Fire was pretty busy yesterday with a large house fire. It completely engulfed one home, damaged two others nearby. It appears to have started on the porch, but we don't really know what caused it. The homes are at Oak and 49th, and glad to hear that nobody was hurt. In other news, BC political leaders are just trucking on the campaign trail. That's ahead of our provincial election later this month. And ahead of election day, the televised leaders debate. Now, that's coming up on Tuesday of next week, which is the 8th. Meanwhile, down in the U.S., tonight's the first and only vice presidential debate that is televised. And it's a meetup between Tim Walz for the Democrats and J.D. Vance for the Republicans. The U.S. election coming up on the 5th of November. In sports, Canucks lost to the Edmonton Oilers.